Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We give God praise. We give God glory and honor. Amen. It's wonderful to serve Him and to serve His people. God is not, He's not, you know, an idol that He cannot see. He has ears so He can hear what His people are saying to Him. And so we come before Him today. To Him be the glory, to Him be the praise. And it's just an awesome day. It's just awesome to know Jesus Christ. Every day we thank God for His grace and His mercy. He enables us, amen, to be able to be in His presence, to come before His throne of grace with confidence. Oh, He gives us a victory. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah to His name. And so we welcome you on today, and welcome you to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. We'll get started in prayer in just a moment. We are going to have a little bit of praise, and then we'll go forward in today. I do want to give us a scripture, Ephesians chapter 6, and it's talking about the armor of God. And we know God has told us to get ourselves ready, you know, for today and each and every day, putting on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, disabled to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, our sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, our loins girded about the truth, and our feet fitted and shodded with the preparation of gospel of peace. And so to Him be the glory and praise. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. So we're going to be strong in the Lord and His mighty power that He gives us. Amen. And to Him to be the praise. Glory to God. Let's have some praise music.
Say
Jesus, only Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus, power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Amen. Set the captives free. Jesus, we know, came to destroy the works of the devil. And so we give God praise, glory, and honor. And it's to God be the praise. We just come before him and his holy and with purity heart, pure hands, and blameless lives. Amen. To him be the praise. For he is the righteous. With the righteous, prayers availeth much. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we worship you. God, we thank you. God, you are awesome. You are mighty. You are wonderful. We praise you. We give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, thank you so much, God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for answer to prayer. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for leading and guiding us, giving us strength. Yes, Lord, we are strong in you, for you are strong on our behalf. You are mighty. You are wonderful. Oh, glory and hallelujah to you. Thank you, Father God, for sending laborers into the harvest. We know the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. But God, you're sending out men, women, children, and youth. God, and we thank you. We thank you, God, that your servants, God, are doing greater works in spreading this gospel. The gospel to those who are in darkness to come out into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. You abide in the strong man, God, so their minds are unblinded. Hallelujah. Their minds are unblinded, Father God, and that they can see the light of the gospel, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, that they are coming out of the valley of decision, the valley of judgment, to confess with their mouth, believe in their heart, Jesus Christ is Lord, and have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for salvations of souls. Thank you for those ministries, the widows, orphans, and fatherless. God, those in Asia and Africa, Grace Point Ministries, Gospel of Asia, and all your missionaries all over the world. So many ministries, Father God, that are doing your will, that are fulfilling your purposes here in the earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We know that is your will, is that for no one to perish, but all to come to repentance. And so, God, you've been long-suffering, you've been patient, God, bringing about salvation of many souls in the nations, the continents, oh, God, hallelujah, the peoples, nations, languages, and tribes. Oh, Lord, thank you as you are speaking to their heart even now, God, bringing forth the truth, amen, that in times past you overlooked men worshiping idols made by human hands, and now you are required everyone everywhere to repent and turn to your Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord, for provision. You, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. You provide all our needs spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially. You are the God who provides for us. Glory to you, Lord God. You're providing for the saints. You're providing their needs, God, supernaturally, God, naturally, through the people of God. We are sharing with one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for you are a healer. You are healing cancer, diabetes. You're healing heart disease. You're healing emotions, mental stress. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are giving us peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah, Jehovah Shalom. Glory to you, Father God, as you guide us, as you direct us, as you lead us, God, to the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, for you to be glorified, for you to be magnified. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for our children, our youth. We lift them up, God. We know that they are leaders right now. A little child should lead them. They can lead parents and grandparents and other family members to Christ. So, God, we thank you for putting the seed of the gospel in their heart, planting it firmly, and it's watered in it, God, and you're making those seeds grow. And that our children, our youth, are rising up to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ even now in their homes, in their schools, in their communities. Father God, thank you right now. We dedicate them to you. God, thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. God, we thank you, Lord, that your people who are called by your name, we are humbling ourselves. We're seeking your face. And God, we're turning from our wicked ways. And you are hearing from heaven. You're hearing our cries. You're hearing our prayers. and you're coming to the rescue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You break in every chain so that your people, amen, will be full of your Holy Spirit, full of the power of God, amen, that as you send us to the highways, the byways, God, we not only speak the word in truth, but we live, God, a holy lifestyle, because without holiness, no one will see you, oh God, for you are holy, and you said for us to be holy as well. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you're enabling us by your great Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit, amen, to live out these godly lives. We thank you, God, that as we pray for our leadership, the presidents and prime ministers, kings and queens, we lift up President Barack Obama, God, and as we have an upcoming election for a new president, God, we ask you for, and we know, God, that you will bring to fruition your plans because you are putting who you want in office, Father God, and we thank you right now that we will be mindful that you are still in control, that you are sovereign over the affairs of men and women on this earth. Father God, nothing escapes your attention. And Lord God, let us stand firm in our faith. And as we discern, have discernment, your people need discernment of the times that we are in and not lose focus and not allow the enemy lead us off in dissipation, lead us off in anxiety of life. But, oh God, we are watchful. We have watchfulness and we are praying and we are seeking your face. To you be the praise, God. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. I pray that you agree with us in prayer. Prayer and worship of God. He is mighty. He is wonderful. And so as we pray, as we seek his face, we know God is answering. He's answering. He's a God who answers prayers. Glory to his name. We ask that you keep us in prayer at Seeds of Harvest as we move forward in the will of God. All in his God's success is to remain faithful unto him. And so bless in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,